What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time, she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 126 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us.
So have you ever been to a film festival?
No, I haven't. And I would really like to go sometime. So, and you know, Kansas City has a lot of them. So
they do.
We really should.
So just a couple of months ago, I took part in the Kansas City Film Festival. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of great movies.
And you got to moderate or kind of moderate a panel sort of speak and ask questions, a Q&A, right? And how was that?
Yes, we did that with a couple films and it was fantastic. It was great because I got a chance to, when you're moderating a panel after a movie, it's nice if you had seen it previous, not just the day of the screening or the premiere, but before. So then you get to see it a second time around, and so it kind of helps you kind of formulate a little bit more ideas and thoughts and more questions that you will have, and things maybe the audience might have missed.
Yeah, that's
and
good,
so
good point.
It was great. Unfortunately, this next Kansas City LGBT Film Festival, I haven't got a chance to watch any of the films.
Yeah, I know, I haven't either.
But I'm excited that it is coming to Kansas City this weekend, and there are a lot of really cool films out there that will be around for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's what I really like. You know, there is a large LGBT community in Kansas City, and it's there's a lot of support for them. You know, and there are a lot of gay businesses, gay-owned businesses, LGBT-friendly businesses. So I think it's really neat that they're kind of doing this and celebrating that whole culture. And it's really neat. So it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the Kansas City LGBT Film Festival runs June 22nd through 29th at Tivoli Cinemas in Westport. And even if you're not in Kansas City, around Kansas City, a lot of these films you can find online, the Facebook page. So you can look for them to maybe come to a film fest in your city.
And a lot of these have been at different film fests, at different parts of the country. And we're talking to you, actually spoke to a filmmaker, right, who showed it in San Diego?
A novelist.
Novelist, excuse me, sorry.
That's okay.
That's
so
right.
They made his novel
into a book.
Absolutely. And so it won a couple of awards at the San Diego Film Festival, and they're now bringing it to Kansas City.
That's cool.
And it's great because you're going to be able to hear, because I asked him a little bit about the story, how he came up with it, and if other audiences could relate that are not LGBT or queer. And he said, well, yeah, it's a love story. He wanted this not to be a coming out story, because a lot of times you will see some movies that focus a lot on gay characters and stuff. It's all about the coming out process.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, been there, done that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We've seen that. He wanted the story itself to kind of stand on its own without having, it's kind of like, this is a really bad analogy, but like, if we have to sit through another Batman origin story,
it's been done so many times, let's just get to
telling a story other than something focused around the origin story.
Yeah, yeah, I getcha.
So,
I like that
a
lot.
I think it makes sense, and it's nice.
And I do think there needs to be more films like that. I don't want to say normalizes gay relationships, but, you know, like, there are 1.5 million rom-coms featuring straight hetero couples, and people shell out, you know, stupid money to go see those. And it's no different than for, you know, lesbian or gay couples. You know, they love who they love. And so that's what I'm saying. They should be normalized. And I like this. This is probably a step in the right direction in that regard.
So this is the film that we're going to be talking about is Something Like Summer, and it stars Benjamin Bentley. He plays Grant Davis. Tim Wyman plays Davey Santos, and Jace Holden plays Ben Bear, Bauer, excuse me. And there are a couple other notable cast members, but I want to get to our interview with Jay Bell. Again, he is the one who wrote the story. It was a novel before it became a screenplay, and then it was turned into a film. And it's just great to kind of hear the process and how what kind of twists and turns mm-hmm. it took to actually get it to become a film. And actually, he's been writing a lot more. There are several stories in this.
Yeah.
There's a series of it's something like Summer. So it's also something you might want to check out before you watch it as well.
Yeah.
All right, so here is my interview with Jay Bell. He is the novelist of Something Like Summer, talking about the film that will play this weekend at the Kansas City LGBT Film Festival. All right, Jay, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me today. How are you?
I'm doing very good. I'm excited to go home again and see this movie around family and friends.
Okay, so you wrote the novel. Have you, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've seen the movie. How many times have you seen the movie now?
Just twice, and I'm glad I'm pacing myself because I know some of the cast are already a little bit sick of seeing it, the star in particular. So I watched it once by myself, just it was a lot of emotional pressure after it's been a process of 5 years, almost 6 years to reach this stage. And as many times as I'd read the script and even being there on set for a couple weeks while it was filming, I just wasn't sure what the final product would be like. I had a lot of faith that it would be good, mm-hmm. but that's so subjective, you know?
Right. Well, there's a lot of times you fall in love with a novel and then there's a screenplay and then it becomes a movie. And a lot of times sometimes it can be a disappointment for fans
yeah.
of the novel. What was your first reaction when you read the screenplay?
I was happy because it was really close to the book. And that was something when we talked to different directors and scriptwriters that I tried to be very casual about asking them, do you think we should change this maybe for the movie?
Mm.
And the guys we went with, they didn't want to make too many changes, which made me happy. But the scripts, it evolved because it was a lot longer when it started and they had to keep paring it down. And it was interesting to see how instead of cutting things for the most part, they would kind of fold them into one scene or fold multiple characters into one character, which I thought was really clever.
Hmm. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about let's go back to the novel and where this story came from. So this is set; it starts out right set in high school, and
right, yeah.
two guys basically fall in love with each other. Where did this come from? Was this something that maybe you experienced?
There's parts of it that are autobiographical, but primarily, I was a little bit frustrated with how gay stories focused on the coming out process. Which, like the main character in the book, I came out as a teenager in the 90s, and that was a big struggle. But past that, the next struggle became finding love, and once I managed that, the struggle became dealing with love and both the negative and positive aspects. And I felt like gay cinema in particular was selling itself short by having the coming out process basically be the penultimate scene before we get a little happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the book starts with the line, this is not a coming out story, just to establish that that's already behind for this character.
Right. And a lot of times I've read several gay novels where it's written by a woman and there's
uh-huh.
nothing against the author for being a female, but I never felt like I could connect with those stories as much as I could with someone who I know experienced what I felt growing up.
Right.
Have you heard that before?
Yeah. And that was another motivating factor for me too, is after I came out, when you're a young gay person, you can't go to bars, you can't get too involved in gay culture, and that doesn't leave you many choices. So I kind of just went about my normal life. And that's something else I haven't seen in gay fiction very much. It's especially at the time, I felt like there needed to be a story that reassured people, hey, you can still have a very so-called normal life. Oh, that's not a reference to that wonderful TV show, but you know what I mean. Right.
Okay, so how long did it take you to write the novel?
Oh, the first draft was probably half a year, which is quite a long time for me, but I was still learning my trade. And then the editing process and finally getting it published, it was a good couple of years.
And so once you got it published, what happened after that? What kind of feedback? I mean, how, when you publish a book like this, how long does it take to really reach the audience that it's intended for?
Well, it went a lot quicker this time. My first book was traditionally published, and when I wrote something like Summer, I shopped it around, and I couldn't find anyone that wanted to publish it for me. And the feedback was frankly pretty bad. One publisher described it as boring, and I still believed in the story, and I decided to self-publish, and doing so really cut out a lot of those delays you go through, because a lot of times you're put in a queue until the editors are available for you. And I basically enlisted family and friends and did it all myself. My husband did the cover art, and we put it out there, and the response was fairly immediate. Being approached for the movie rights, I think that happened within the first few months or the first half a year, which is very surprising.
How did you end up on the radar for someone who wanted to turn it into a movie?
Well, it was someone that just happened to read the book, a grade school teacher in Seattle. And so he wrote me kind of a standard reader email where he said, hey, this really resonated with me and I enjoyed it. Do you think there's going to be a movie? And I wrote back and thanked him and said, no, I haven't heard anything about a movie. And when he wrote me back, the tone was completely different. So he basically said, in college, I started producing a movie, but I didn't believe in that story. I believe in your story. Let's do this. And I was flattered, but again, this was a grade school teacher. So I kind of gave him the brush off, and he just kept emailing me and saying, this is going to be a great movie. And it became, we should do this, it became when we do this. And I had a moment where I realized that I was playing the same role that publishers did to me, where they're like, no, you can't do this. You're not qualified. We're not interested in what you have to say. So I wanted to at least give him a chance too. So I gave him a chance and he ran with it. He made it all happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were writing this, and it's just like when readers are reading a novel, they picture what each character looks like. In your mind, how close was the casting? And did you have any say in it?
I had some say, kind of just by chance. The person that is cast closest to what I picture in my mind is Ben Bauer, who plays Jace. And that came about because a reader on Twitter sent me an image of him and said, hey, wouldn't he make a great Jace? And I was like, oh my gosh, he really would. So I sent it to the movie people and they had the same reaction, where they're like, this guy's perfect. The other two guys don't really match what's in my mind's eye at all. But I'd be hard pressed to fault anyone for that, because it's not like I can point at a photo of a model or anyone I've seen in real life that matches too.
Right.
So it'd be kind of an impossible feat for them to do that. What made me happy though is the people they cast really capture the essence of each character. And that's way more important to me than just the physical appearance.
Now, you were mentioning Ben, and Ben will actually be coming to Kansas City as well for the Film Fest, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very cool. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this coming weekend, what people can expect when they come to the premiere of the movie.
Well, we're going to be mingling a lot, so I plan on going a little bit early just to say hi to everyone. And the movie starts at 7:30 at the Tivoli Cinemas. And after the movie, we're going to have a Q&A session with the audience where people can ask whatever they want. And if it's a question that embarrasses them too much, then they can meet me afterwards at Bistro 303. And Ben Bauer's going to be there too, so we can mingle even more.
Excellent. And you and they've won a few awards, right, with this movie from the San Diego Film Fest?
Yeah, we. I know Ben Bauer won Best Supporting Actor, which is fully deserved because he's extremely talented. We got Best Editing, I believe, and another one for the soundtrack, I think. I hope that's right.
If not, I can edit that out. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, is there anything that you hope audiences kind of take away from this movie? And do you ever get the question, like, do you have to be a gay male or just, you know, or even gay or lesbian to appreciate this movie or your story?
I don't think so. A lot of my readership are women of all ages. So I think it's a pretty universal love story where there's someone that you feel like you have a lot of potential with, but you just don't know if it's going to happen. And even when it does, it's kind of a mess. I mean, love is a pretty universal story. And because this one doesn't focus on coming out too much, then I think it's pretty universal.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. So what are you working on now, Jay? Are you working on any novels that you can kind of give us a sneak peek?
Oh, I'm wrapping up the series because the Something Like Summer, I didn't plan it from the beginning, but it turned into a series. And we're up to, I think book 9 was published recently. And then book 10 and 11 will be out later this year. And that's going to conclude one very epic story.
That is fantastic. Okay, so after the series is over, do you have your eye on any particular story or any different genre that you would like to kind of dabble in?
Yeah, I definitely want to try something besides romance, just to kind of give myself a break and recharge. I'm also going to engage in a writing experiment. I'm on Patreon, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's where readers can support creators they like. And we did this last year already where we kind of co-wrote a book together. It's a little bit like Choose Your Own Adventure, where I would write maybe a quarter of a chapter and then poll the audience and say, like, which of these three options would you like to happen? And they would always choose the one that I did not want them to choose. Which made for a very interesting experience. And that's actually one of the books that's coming out later this year, the 10th book in the series. But we're going to do that again starting in July.
Excellent. All right. Well, hey, congratulations. Thank you so much. And again, we'll put all the information on the movie premiere this weekend at the Kansas City LGBT Film Festival. So, Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it was a nice surprise that he's actually kind of grew up in the Kansas City area.
I know. It's so great when we get to hear about these really creative, interesting people who come from Kansas City. Because, you know, I think people do not think about Kansas City as being this hub of, you know, creativity and that sort of thing. But it is. There's a lot of really great, interesting people here. So it's just really neat to, especially when they get to come back and celebrate whatever they're doing. So that's pretty cool. Mm. So, yeah. So anyway, I really want to see this movie, and I think I want to read the books too.
And the trailer is really good. If you want to check it out, we'll post it. We posted it on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of like a little bit of a rom-com, but there's a little bit more drama, and it doesn't seem as cheesy as some other films. And I think there's a lot there that I think everyone can relate to, like Jay was talking about. Yeah. Everyone can relate to. This is a love
story. Yeah, exactly. So that's great. So again, it's screening. What day is it screening at the
film? Saturday.
Saturday. This Saturday? Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, it's screening this Saturday at the LGBT Film Festival in Kansas City at Tivoli Theaters.
At 7:30
in Westport, Kansas City. And then the Film Fest runs through next weekend. Starts Thursday tomorrow and runs through next weekend. So anyway, you can get tickets online.
Yeah, and Jay and Ben will be there for the premiere.
Oh, great.
Screening, and so they'll be there afterwards to kind of talk about it. That's so cool. If you have questions and things like
that's
that.
That's great. Cool. All right, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's
excellent.
That's for us. Follow us on social media, Gal and a Gay, Facebook, Twitter. You can also email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. And we're also on Instagram, so please.
Yeah, and also you can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podbean, and of course Apple Podcasts.
Of course, yes. Okay.
And we should give a shout out to Adobe Audition. because we would like to throw GarageBand out the door or out the garage.
So, we've used GarageBand for the past 3 years that we've been doing this podcast, and we have constant issues with it.
Constant.
Always cussing it out. And then, I don't know, Mick casually says, hey, someone told me I should use Adobe Audition. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if I have that. Oh, look at that, I do.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, I do have that.
I don't have to pay for it.
It's already have it.
I'm already paying for it.
And it's already a million times better than GarageBand, easier than GarageBand has ever been. So knock on wood, this continues to work for us. So this is our first podcast on Adobe.
We already love it.
We already do. Yes, exactly. So anyway.
All right, well, we should tease ahead to our next episode. Yes. We're going to be talking all about The Handmaid's Tale, and we're going to recap season one.
Yeah, so if you, I don't know if you've watched it. It's a new series on Hulu. It just wrapped up season one. It's based on the best-selling book of the same name, written in the 1980s. You know, and it's got a lot of people talking, and it's a very good show. But yeah, we'll talk about it and kind of, and we'll hear some interviews, too, from the stars and the creators and the writer behind the book. So yeah, look forward to that.
Excellent. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Cool. Bye.